sir, it's hard. I was given, and as I listened to the interview you gave with Ms. Beasley, I wanted to clarify or at least elaborate more on what she was speaking of in terms of the life sentence. I was given a code. So anytime anyone is given a code in terms of when they leave the academy, it's a rating on whether or not you can serve in the military. To put it simply, I was given the same rating as the convicted. I didn't break any federal crimes. I was not under UCMJ. I was not. I was disenrolled for having too many demerits, for leaving base when I wasn't supposed to, essentially. And it's hard because there is an echo. I want to serve. I was supposed to fly. I had my eyes PRK'd. I was pilot qualified. 6 weeks before graduation, I was supposed to go to Vance, Oklahoma. For pilot training. And I was given the boot and I didn't even know it was coming. I received a knock on my door to go to a disenrollment briefing, and a process that takes 2 weeks for cadets that are being disenrolled for valid reasons. I had to be off academy grounds in that night around 6 o'clock. And so it was very difficult. And then the echo that comes after that, what I did wasn't meant to be known. I wasn't looking for attention. I wasn't looking to be in the spotlight at all. It defeats the purpose of what we do. After the media and after everything came to light, I lost a lot of friends. I went to weddings that are my best friends and couldn't stand next to the groomsmen simply because there are other Air Force generals and officials there. And I am not, I'm tainted, right? I am not good company to have around. I'm kicked out of the boys club, if you will. To have the superintendent boot me out and not even give me the rights of due process, to not even hear what I have to say, to go on air and lie and contradict, all because I reported sexual assaults, all because it affected the football team, our priorities are wrong.